This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Oh, it's Friday. And for me, it's a date night in the Spring Dance hot tub. I love Spring Dance, and we love our friends, certainly Jeff and Diane with Spring Dance Hot Tubs. They are celebrating their 24th anniversary, and you can take advantage of limited inventory on select hot tub models. You got to hurry. They're available for immediate delivery. Plus, get 24 months for their 24 years as we celebrate. That's 24 months interest-free financing on your qualified purchase. On a night like
this, that's a no-brainer.
Right?
Oh, you got to do it.
Make it so easy.
Night like tonight, you can actually turn the heat up.
Oh, it's going to feel good. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I was in there last night.
After, so, in other words, you were in the
I did the white trash blow-up pool.
With the kids.
With the kids. And then hot tub.
Then got the kids to bed.
Kids to bed.
And then you and Bridget get some alone time.
There you go.
It's good for the marriage.
It's good for everybody.
Good for your health.
Everybody wins.
Stop by one of their four area showrooms. Find out why Spring Dance Hot Tubs is a leader in hot tub and swim spa sales and has been so for 24 years. Visit in Jamison, Exton, Plymouth Meeting, or Marlton. Shop online, springdancehottubs.com. That's springdancehottubs.com. Tell them Rich and Dawn sent you.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Turn my mic on. We're awaiting the release of the warrant that was used to search Mar-a-Lago. President Trump says, release it. Former President Trump, easy buddy, says, release the warrant. Let's see it. So I imagine it will be released. But will it tell us anything? That is the question. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. And thanks again to if you go to Citizens Bank Park, don't forget to get the If Not Me, Then Who? Blonde Ale by our friends at the Travis Manion Foundation in partnership with Doylestown Brewery. I had one yesterday at the game. Fantastic beer. It's great. Light and crisp, delicious summer beer. So look for it. If Not Me, Then Who? Blonde Ale. So we'll talk more about that this hour, and we'll find out what's going on with that and see if we can learn anything new. Plus, you are about to pay a whole lot more in electricity. That's right. Electricity prices are going up, PECO 11%. PECO residential electric price is set to increase 11.4% on September 1st for most residential customers, or about $6.50 a month for a typical household bill. But this has increased now 36% over six consecutive quarters since prices bottomed out in March of 2021. That's a $16.80 increase in the monthly bill in the last 18 months, which is the average monthly usage. So we're all feeling it. And don't forget, if they pass that stupid Inflation Reduction Act bill, it's not going to reduce inflation. That means more of a tax on coal, more of a tax on natural gas, more taxes on oil, which is going to all result in higher electricity prices as well. So that's what's happening as well. All right, Dawn, what is going on today on this Friday? So glad we made it to Friday.
Yes, we made it. Friday, August 12th. Here we are, federal investigators on scene in New Jersey looking into the deaths of three Amazon workers in South Jersey after reports of injuries. All three Amazon workers died within the past month and were employed at company facilities in New Jersey. The latest one confirmed by the Department of Labor as well as local police is the Amazon facility in Monroe Township, and that's about 20 miles northeast of Trenton. So we're awaiting word on that. In that one, in one of them, a worker fell from a ladder, struck his head tragically. That according to one of the police chiefs involved. So it moves from local police investigations now to an OSHA issue and federal investigators looking into that one as well. And it was declared as a day of progress at Sesame Place as the owners were meeting with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, civil rights activist, speaking out, and the Reverend Jackson saying that, yes, it was a day of progress. And this after all of these allegations that we've talked about with regard to a viral video of that a mom sent out of two little black girls, her daughter and her niece, in which Rosita, the little fluffy turquoise blue character, you know, seemingly or according to the mom, had snubbed or been racist against the little girls. Sesame Place vehemently denying that, saying that may have been their impression and that's not okay if that's their impression. But Sesame Place still saying that's not what happened. But now Reverend Jesse Jackson and all of this special training that all Sesame Place employees will be undergoing by the end of the month. So that making national news, not just local news, because, of course, local news, Sesame Place in Bucks County. So a lot of that has gone viral. Also going viral locally, a lot of parents, a lot of teachers, educators talking about what it will mean for our school children, teachers, and staff as everybody heads back to school in the coming weeks after yesterday's CDC announcement that the CDC is saying, relax, everybody, relax these COVID-19 guidelines, dropping recommendations to quarantine if you've come into close contact with anybody with an infected person. For example, you no longer need to distance yourself 6 feet away from others. So in other words, for school children, what does it mean? It means it looks like the desks, they get back to moving closer together and standing in line closer together in school. What about masks? A lot of questions, and school boards across our region, including Philadelphia school officials, expected to speak out this morning. We're watching that very carefully. Also making national headlines, our Senate race here in Pennsylvania. Why? Well, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Republican, who wants to be your next senator from Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz challenging Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's a Democrat running for the job of senator. And Fetterman returns today to the campaign trail with a rally in Erie County. And this 3 months after he says a stroke nearly killed him. So for the first time, we'll get to see Fetterman live and in person. First time in 3 months since before the primary, obviously. There's a new study that I had alluded to. It's published in the journal Neurology. And this is a big study because they analyzed dozens of studies, including 2 million middle-aged and older people, and says physical activity and hobbies are the best things for keeping your brain sharp and, in other words, thwarting any chances for dementia. So they also say regularly playing sports, doing yoga or dancing, because, you know, Rich Scioli loves to do yoga and dance.
I love to look at women in yoga pants while shopping. I think you've mistaken me there.
Wait, that's a hobby. So that would help. It gives you, I mean, literally all of these things. If you have a hobby or if you do some kind of volunteering, for example, spending time with friends and family, all of these have positive effects.
Well, that's Dr. Maz's book. Wonder
that's
Drug.
Right.
It's all about that.
See?
Doing positive things and helping other people and everything else.
Positive energy, you know? But also specifically hobbies and regular physical activity like dancing or yoga. 23% reduction.
Listen. I want to be very clear here. You do not want to see me doing yoga.
I do.
No, you don't. You don't. Trust me. I'll break something. I'll debone something. And it would just be hideous to look at. Nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to see that.
We would love to see it. You know, you mentioned it's like the Tom Cruise Top Gun weekend. It's also a very special weekend in our region with Pennsylvania State Police Trooper and Bristol Borough resident Martin Mack III will be among first responders and community members honored tomorrow in our region. So tomorrow, August 13th, during the second annual Unity Day, this is obviously Trooper Brandon Siska as well as Trooper Mack. They were killed in the line of duty earlier this year in that I-95 crash. This week, the woman accused of striking them held in court. So that was a relief to many in the community. But this is hosted by Boots of the Ground Foundation, and the event runs 11 to 4 Bristol Wharf, 100 Basin Park. So I wanted to put that out there. The Congressional Award Program introduced in Bucks County in 2016 to honor outstanding youth and since has been expanded to include and to celebrate our first responders and volunteers, which I think is a beautiful thing. Zioli has talked a lot about the troopers, Martin Mack, as well as Brendan Siska. So I wanted to put that one out there. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, gorgeous today and weekend for whatever you're planning, especially for tonight's preseason opener for the Eagles and, of course, Phils and Mets tonight. So a lot of excitement in the sports world, too. We're looking at a beautiful day. Yes, we're upper 80s, but the humidity feels low, bright sunshine. And then over the weekend, mid-80s, Saturday's the better day, I would say, with not a cloud in the sky tomorrow, some clouds moving in Sunday. And then moving into next week, oh my goodness, next week we're looking at some much-needed rain and upper to mid-70s for your Monday and Tuesday. So this news and weather, sponsored by Sunoco Go Rewards app. With the new Sunoco Go Rewards app, when you fuel, you save. So drop what you're doing because rewards come first. Download the Sunoco Go Rewards app. Find your nearest Sunoco. Start saving today. Sunoco, fuel your best. We are sponsored by the Sunoco Go Rewards app this Friday's Yellow Show News Live.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I was at, when I was at the Phillies game yesterday, I was looking around at some of the eats that they have at the ballpark. You know, they got the big Manco now at the ballpark. Would you ever eat this? Let's see. This is a barbecue pork sandwich with Reese's peanut butter cups inside the sandwich.
That sounds disgusting. And I don't eat, Greg and I don't eat pigs.
All right, let's pretend for a moment.
Let's pretend. I would not eat any meat with Reese's.
One ballpark in America has it's a sandwich now. It has peanut butter cups, pulled pork, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and bacon, all on a brioche bun. That sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
That's nasty.
Doesn't it just sound like too much?
Yeah.
I mean, if Stocker ate pork, he would definitely eat this. No question about it, because he likes disgusting food.
You got to go with Stubbs barbecue sauce. Stubbs is the best.
Yeah, I think Sweet Baby Ray's is too sweet.
It is.
But in my opinion, but I don't have to. My neighbor Jimmy makes barbecue, and he hands it to me over the fence all the time, like in that show. So he's always giving me barbecue. He's a member of the Zilli Army. He's always feeding me. But
I mean, like Home Improvement,
the neighbor, you know. Well, he gives me food, which is great. But no, this is. I mean, it sounds disgusting. Peanut butter cups and pulled pork.
Well, I mean, obviously somebody there likes it. It could be, I mean, maybe it's the savory and sweet type combo that makes it, I don't know. That just seems like a...
Yeah. That sounds like what? What do you think? Too much?
Oh, that sounds like... Yeah. Just, it sounds like disgusting. And it sounds like it would give you such agita, such indigestion.
Is there anything? You know it would.
Is there anything, and I don't mean now, Rich, because you're an adult, but was there anything as a child that you used to mix together, that you used to love, that you now look back and say, why did I do that?
I was thinking about some of the cereals I used to eat.
Yeah.
And I used to eat the peanut butter Captain Crunch, which was delicious. But do you guys ever remember they had Jell-O pudding pies?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ate those as a kid, which is why I was a fat kid. And
stop.
No, I was. And I think it's the Jell-O pudding pops or the pudding pies, not the pops, the pies.
Yeah, the pops were kind of small, so you could get away with eating one of those and be fine. I'm sure the pies were a little.
The pies, and they were this thick, gooey pudding surrounded by basically like a pie shell. Imagine a tasty cake, but with pudding inside.
Yeah.
Which sounds delicious now that I'm describing it. But I think if I ate that now, I would die. Well, I think about the stuff in college I would get. I mean, we'd go out to the bars, and then late night we'd go to Cluck U Chicken in College Park, Maryland, and we would get either the Little Roman, which was a fantastic sandwich, or the Chicken Parm with large fries and a soda, or we'd go to the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Factory and eat a gigantic, I would usually get a pizza cheesesteak and fries and eat that at like 2 o'clock in the morning, go to bed, wake up, and go to a 9 o'clock class.
By the way, nothing better than a pizza chicken cheesesteak. Maybe yours was just a cheesesteak, but pizza chicken cheesesteaks were the absolute best.
I mean, if you ate that now, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning and then try to get up and go to work, you'd die. You'd literally die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I love, though? Popcorn and put chocolate-covered Raisinets, in it.
I've never tried that. That actually sounds pretty good.
When I was a kid, my cousin and I used to make triple-decker peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and try and think of different concoctions for them. We used to put Chips Ahoy chips cookies in there and potato chips too. So,
well, potato chips on a sandwich, which is a Pittsburgh thing,
is
fantastic.
It?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, that's what they do. They put potato chips in the sandwiches or like in the burger. So you're eating the burger with the chips inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Great. Delicious. And then I was a kid, I would do grilled banana and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yum.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Might have been the best sandwich ever made.
Yep.
I'm seeing a lot of lobster mac and cheese lately.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I think we're putting lobster in too much.
I agree. I think.
It's like pumpkin.
Mac. Yeah. And that's coming, you know. Yeah. I already saw my first pumpkin commercial. And the first pumpkin commercial for the first pumpkin spice latte nonsense. And, the pumpkin beer is back on the shelves already.
Yeah.
Already. I have there should be a law, and I don't like laws, but there should be a law that says no pumpkin until after Labor Day. At least Labor Day.
Yeah.
I'd go a step further and say October 1st.
Yeah, I would agree with you. September 22nd is the official end of summer. It should at least be after that. But I agree with you, October 1st.
Fine. I'll agree with you on that. Well, just pumpkin day can be September 23rd.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then that's when you're allowed to bring out your pumpkin nonsense.
Yep.
pumpkin everything.
Yep.
They always overdo it with the pumpkin.
But they, to your point, you know, your original point, they do that with lobster too, like lobster mac and cheese. I'm not even, like, I like lobster, you know, like a surf and turf or something. Lobster's fine, or a lobster roll is great. But like lobster bisque soup or lobster mac and cheese, like, okay, enough.
I see, I like the lobster bisque, but the lobster mac and cheese, I think, that's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Who does that? Doesn't, I think Chickies and Peach does a lobster mac and cheese. It's probably
it's delicious. It's amazing. And they do also with the crab fries.
With the lobster on the crab fries?
Yes.
Too much.
No, it's amazing.
Too much.
It's all amazing.
I'm just saying. I had some crab fries yesterday at the game, of course. Oh. I have to, by law.
A sin.
I'm required to by law to have crab fries. Just say, I'm throwing it out there. That's all.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. But that sandwich sounds gross. And yet I would still eat it. Like, if I was at a ballpark and they offered that, I would eat it just to try it.
Just to try it. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do that in life. You got to try crazy things.
You know how some places, like McDonald's does this, they have hidden stuff where it's not on the menu, but you can ask for it and they'll give it to you. Is that an actual menu item, or is it something that you can say, hey,
it's
do you have this?
Menu
wow,
item.
That is crazy.
Wawa does it sometimes too. If you ever
they
see
do.
A goose flying on the Wawa screen,
yep.
And you can't shoot it because it's a computer screen, yep. But if you ever see that, you click on that and it shows you the Wawa secret menu.
That's awesome.
A little pro tip for you right
yeah.
there. Now, that said, if you put pineapple on a pizza, get out. Get out. And I know I have this conversation quite a bit, but I think we're doing too much with the pizza. I'm gonna go on the record here. I've been meaning to say this for quite some time. Mm. I love barbecue chicken wings. I love them, right? Give me some good wings. Give me buffalo chicken wings, right? I love them.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Barbecue chicken wings or buffalo?
Buffalo,
okay.
Yeah, buffalo wings. I love buffalo wings.
Absolutely,
I'll eat 12 of them in a sitting, no
sure.
problem.
Sure.
And I love pizza, and I will eat an entire pizza in a sitting, no problem.
Yeah.
But do you...
I do not need buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah, I agree with
I
you.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to combine these two things. Either get wings or get pizza, or get both and be happy. You don't need to put buffalo wings on a pizza. No.
What if they have crumbled blue cheese
no.
on the pizza?
No. And I don't want to see, I'm tired of bacon ranch chicken on a pizza too. Stop it already. Enough.
Would you drink it with the Pappy Van Winkle bourbon?
I would drink anything with Pappy Van Winkle bourbon, but I'm just saying, we're doing too much with the toppings now.
I agree. Just a regular. So what are your go-to toppings?
I mean, if it's a good pizza, you don't need anything on it.
Yeah.
You really don't. I don't
disagree with you on that. I agree.
Just
I agree.
Say. Yeah.
No. Everybody's like, oh, what toppings do you want? Like, toppings.
But if you're going to do toppings, you got to do sausage and mushroom.
Okay.
Or meatball or pepperoni.
Oh, meatball. Wow, that's a very underrated one, by the
it's
way.
It's an underrated topic.
Yeah.
But you got to go fresh mushrooms.
I'm starving.
These places that do canned mushrooms, I don't get that.
I haven't eaten meat in 10 years, and I'm listening to all this, and I'm starving.
We're always hungry on this show. This is why we inevitably discuss food at some point on the course of a program. If you're just tuning in, be like, what is this, a food show? No. It's just that we're hungry, and we don't eat. None of us eat before the show.
No.
So by the time 9 o'clock comes around, our stomachs are growling.
Yes.
And then I see a food story on my show sheet, and I can't help but.
Yeah, I know. That was my fault. I'm sorry about
that. That's all right. I appreciate it. I mean, it's a good diversion on a slow summer day where we're not talking about anything like a raid on the former president's house and potential nuclear codes and the FBI. And, you know, I mean, slow summer day, just another slow summer Friday.
Yeah.
There was a time in radio we'd only talk about stuff like this on a Friday in
August,
the summer.
August was usually the time that we did that, too, by the way.
Yeah, August, we would have conversations about do you put the beach chair on your back when you walk it to the beach?
No.
Or do you do the old school carry?
No, you have to do the old school carry. On your back?
I absolutely put it on my back.
Wow.
Why wouldn't I put it on my back?
I mean,
it's one less thing I got to carry. It's on my back.
We discussed when you were down at Ocean City, we discussed the carts. And if you put all your stuff on carts or not.
I do. And when I was in Ocean City that day, we loaded up the cart and brought it to the beach.
God bless you, because you have three children.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine the level of stuff you need to bring to the beach. I can't even imagine.
And then 20 minutes later, they go, I don't like it. I want to go
home.
I
know. Exactly.
I don't like the sand. I don't like the waves. I want a pool. You know what I mean?
I got my son to the sand, to the beach for the first time, you know, a few weeks ago, and he was scared to death of the sand.
Yeah.
Scared to death of it.
Yeah, little kids really don't like the ocean that much. At least my kids don't. Your son clearly doesn't either. So,
Well, it's a primitive instinct. They're not, you know, think about it. They're not really safe.
And you got to walk a mile to the the beach, to the ocean. You put down all your stuff. You get it down. And then the kids go, I want to go home. You load up the car, they're going to wheel it back. You know, that's why you have to just keep it there on the sand all day. And, yes, eat on the beach. Which brings me to 9:20.
Now, the morning mystery movie clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
How fast are they? Well, we clocked the T-Rex at 32 miles an hour.
T-Rex?
Mm-hmm.
You said you've got a T-Rex?
Uh-huh. Say again. We have a T-Rex.
Wow. Put your head between your knees.
Dr. Grant, my dear Dr. Sattler, welcome to Jurassic Park.
I mean, well, what? I mean, what are we doing?
Think you know what it is?
What are we doing?
You call at 12 at 855-839-1210. You might win this great
prize. Come on, man.
Sean,
explain yourself, man. You put the movie title in there.
No.
You did.
I was trying to listen to the dialogue just to give some more easier reference. That's why.
So it's Friday.
Could there have been an easier reference than Welcome to Jurassic Park?
Oh my God.
Well, listen, that was going to make it easier for anybody to call. It's all about caller number 12, right?
Yeah. You don't even have to guess. Caller 12 right now. It wins a $25 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Stop by Rita's today and grab their newest and sweetest treat. Go candy crazy with Rita's new Candy Kapow Ice. But get there quick as it's available for a limited time only. Thank you, Rita's, for just be caller 12. My God.
Don't even say the movie when you call.
Don't even
bother. Oh. Hey, listen, good luck.
Oh, man.
Caller 12. We'll be right back. Our buddy Matt Rooney at SaveJersey.com had posted a piece about what the kids are going to be learning in the curriculum this fall. And according to some of the stuff they're going to be learning this fall in second grade, they'll learn that most girls have a vulva and most boys have a penis. That's right. There's also a private school in Nashville, which is an all-girls school, that will now welcome anyone who is a girl or identifies as a girl to be welcome to their all-girls school in Nashville. So there you go. The nuttiness of our times that we live right now, where we're doing this to kids, is just insane to me. All right, John is our winner. John, good morning. John, what's the movie? We're all on pins and needles here, man. John, are you there? John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, what's the movie, man? We're all dying to know what it is.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Are you sure?
Yeah, it was a tough one.
What made you come to the conclusion it was Jurassic Park, John?
The T-Rex gave it away.
Not them saying "Welcome to Jurassic Park."
No, I didn't hear that part.
Oh, okay. You'd already gotten it by then. You're already dialing by then. Smart man. Don't wait.
That's right. Downloading the data.
There you go. Well, John, good luck. And, well done. Congrats. And enjoy Rita's.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Bye, John. A couple other things I wanted to mention to you. So John Fetterman is planning raw remarks in return to the Pennsylvania Senate race. Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman is expected to open up about his personal health challenges as he officially returns to the campaign trail Friday, according to politicspa.com. So apparently today he will be speaking out. The Associated Press reporting he'll be making raw remarks. He'll address voters tonight in Erie County. It'll be his only scheduled rally this month, although he's expected to appear at a handful of lower profile events. He'll talk about how blessed he is to be back. It'll be somewhat emotional, a little raw about what he went through with his stroke and how grateful he is to be campaigning again. I don't know if he'll talk about what it was like to have his parents pay his salary while he was the full-time mayor of Braddock, PA. I don't know if that'll come up tonight or not, but Dr. Oz has challenged now John Fetterman to a series of debates, five debates he wants, which I actually think is a smart strategy. I know my friend texted me and said he thinks it's a dumb move by Oz. I disagree. I say put Fetterman out there as much as possible and get him on the record at this stuff and do it. I mean, Oz can handle himself just fine, I think. So that'll be Fetterman's first return tonight to the United States Senate race. And there's a lot of expectations, by the way, regarding his appearance. We'll see what he says and we'll see what he does. I don't know. To me, I'm still thinking that this guy probably has some real health challenges. And the voters have to weigh that. They got to decide that. But there's other things about John Fetterman that are even more troubling. And that is, of course, as the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman had the ability to control the Board of Pardons in PA. It's one of the more permanent jobs that the lieutenant governor has to do. And the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons secretary, who was appointed by John Fetterman, had reportedly tweeted to, quote, disarm the police and advocated for abolishing mandatory life without parole sentences for first-degree murder. Celeste Trusty, the former Pennsylvania State Policy Director for Families Against Mandatory Minimums, was appointed Secretary of the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons by John Fetterman in January. And she is a person who believes that the police should be disarmed. That makes a lot of sense. And also no life sentences without parole, even for first-degree murder. She describes herself on Twitter as an advocate and agitator and declared disarm the police in two separate 2018 tweets that remain active on her account. So I would like to find out about that. Fetterman, don't forget, also said sanctuary cities make everybody safer. A sanctuary city where you literally now do not cooperate with federal law enforcement when it comes to things like illegal immigration. In October 2020, during a virtual panel on criminal justice reform, Trusty, the woman of the Board of Pardons, argued in favor of abolishing mandatory life without parole sentences. She said, one of the most glaring problems in Pennsylvania's legal system is that we have a mandatory life without parole as a sentence for first and second degree murder. We also have many people serving these excessively long virtual life sentences, but we deny people serving these sentences any substantial avenues for relief. I'm sorry, but first degree murder? You don't want to give them a life sentence without a chance of parole? Huh? It makes no sense. If first degree murder, the idea of parole for a first degree murder that's the whole reason they got rid of the death penalty was the idea of saying, well, then we'll have life sentence without parole. See, this is the game that they play sometimes. They go, all right, everybody get rid of the death penalty. And they go, fine, we got to do life sentences without parole. And then they go, okay, fine, to agree to get you to get rid of the death penalty. And then they turn around and go, well, we got to have a chance for parole. See, it's a game. It's the same game they played with Mumia, actually. It's the exact same thing. And Fetterman, of course, had also said at one point, in addition to saying sanctuary cities make everybody safer, and I don't know how that is possible, but that's what he said in a 2016 clip. He said, immigrants commit crime at a far lower rate than native-born people, and that is now receiving renewed attention. I imagine that will be something. He spoke at Westchester University in January of 2016. He said, blocking migrants from entering the country was un-American. Of course, there could be a bad apple coming in from anywhere, but you're telling me that a little five-year-old orphan from Syria, you know, should get frozen out. It's just un-American. I don't think we're talking about five-year-old girls from Syria. And I think John Fetterman knows we're not talking about that. But nevertheless, that will certainly be an issue that will come up in this campaign, and I'm sure Dr. Oz will hammer him on it. We got more audio for you. We'll find out what's coming up on the Dawn Show. Don't go away. Today, we appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Voters are split on the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid, but Trump gains 2024 support, according to a survey that was just released. Snap from Politico and Morning Consult sample registered voters, which I always say registered voters you should ignore. You got to look at likely voters. But when they asked about the raid, 49% strongly or somewhat agree with the decision to do the raid. But overall, the poll revealed that 84% of Democrats, 47% of independents, and just 15% of Republicans support the FBI's raid on Trump's residence. And according to also the pollsters found that nearly 70% of Republicans agree that this is a witch hunt. And pollsters said 3 in 4 voters had seen, read, or heard about the FBI's unannounced raid. And according to the poll, now they're saying support for Trump 2024 among Republicans has gone up since the raid happened. So that goes in my theory, which is that Democrats want him to be in the race. There's another story today. Joe Biden is preparing to run for president again and preparing to face Donald Trump in a matchup. That's a story, I think, from the New York Times. Yeah, this could be a repeat, like the Thrilla in Manila. This could be a repeat. Biden versus Trump 2024. So 58% of Republicans surveyed support Trump in the 2024 presidential election, showing a 5% increase from 2 months ago. The raid only helped solidify his support among Republican primary voters. This is exactly why I think this is exactly what Democrats wanted, because they think he's the easiest to beat, and they may come to regret that. All right, Dawn, what's coming up today on The Dawn Show?
We are following the latest developments. Obviously, the big announcement from Philadelphia school officials and health officials about new protocols for the new upcoming school year. We're watching that one, as well as what suburban districts across the region may be doing in regards to, in the wake of the CDC decision of relaxing those COVID-19 protocols. So we're watching that very carefully. And obviously, the vote, the big vote that's expected today on what was the formerly Build Back Better bill. So we also have at 10:30 a great interview. This is A.J. Rice, who used to be the executive producer, by the way, for Laura Ingraham on Fox. So he's the author of The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. A.J. Rice coming up at 10:30. It's going to be a great interview. That and all the developing stories. And it's there's never a dull moment anymore. So we're following everything coming up on The Dawn Show.
All right, Dawn. We'll look forward to that. Excellent today, 10 o'clock. And, of course, listen live on the free Odyssey app. All right, we got more audio to get to today, Greg Stockard. Let's do it.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part two.
Part two on a Friday.
We were talking about Karine Jean-Pierre being on with Stephen Colbert last night. Usually we do these as a making late night funny again. However, I just wanted to point out the absurdity of the questioning that Stephen Colbert did to the White House press secretary. First, he asked her how she handles the White House press corps who are detached from reality.
When y'all came into office 18 months ago, one of the things the goals stated was to kind of repair the relationship between that press office and the press. How is that going, and how do you do that when some members of the press won't agree on what reality is?
Some members of the press?
Some members of the press.
Okay. Look, I think the way that I see it is my job, our job, is to make sure that we are delivering the facts, delivering what the president's agenda is. And that's our focus. And that's what we do every day. And we really have worked the last 18, 19 months to really repair that relationship. And there's always going to be a give and take, always. Mm-hmm. Always going to be a little pull and tug. But that's okay. That's democracy.
Whoa,
that's the, you know, the freedom of the press, the independency of the press.
Is that a massage or?
A pull and tug, yeah.
Pull and tug. All right.
I mean, I've never heard it called that.
I've never in my life heard it called pull and tug.
And there's always going to be a give and take.
Not since
always.
Junior
always
high school.
Always going to be a little pull and tug, but that's okay. That's democracy.
Can you combine that with the hardest wood I've ever touched?
I could, yeah.
Could be a good little, because we're seven.
Pull and tug.
Pull and tug.
Pull and tug on democracy. Wow, that's interesting.
The freedom of the press, the independency of the press, and it's, you know, it's, we see it as an opportunity to really have to be able to communicate to all of you, to all of the American people, on the work that we're doing every single day.
A thrilling interview, isn't it?
It's riveting. Just... I mean, just so I hope she's okay after the barrage of hard questions.
In this clip, Stephen Colbert asks Karine Jean-Pierre when Joe Biden will come on his program, because he's a little envious because he's been on with Fallon and Kimmel and has not been on with him yet. And he also says that he loves the president in this. I guess you would call it an interview. Is it? There you go.
You're in the communications department. Okay, the press is in the part of the communications department. Mm-hmm. Essentially, you know, not to be reductive, but it's like the public relations for the White House. Okay, how does it feel as essentially top PR person when your boss, the president, is getting dragged in the press? Like when you see some idiot in late night making a joke about your boss. I'm asking for a friend.
You're asking for a friend.
Yes.
Basically, what he's asking her is, how does it feel? Like, how is he okay with me making jokes about him?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because he wants to make sure that the president doesn't mind that a late night quote unquote comedian is making jokes about him.
I mean, I know you're joking, but he's actually asking her permission.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing from this, is it okay that when I rarely do make jokes about him, does he mind? Right.
Yeah. Right. My kid glove jokes about him. You sure he's okay with that?
How does that feel?
And dial that friend up. Yeah. So, you know, I think you all have a job for the American public to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm. Well, why doesn't he start doing that?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Just saying.
Yeah. You have a job to the American public to make them laugh, so why the hell am I here?
Yeah. So why do you have a comedian on the show?
Exactly.
For the American public to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a job for the American public to deliver. And, you know, we understand. Like, we understand that you have your job.
No hard
feelings. Have our job.
No hard feelings.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
And the president gets that. The
president. Yeah, because his jokes are so rough on the president. He's so rough on him.
Wow.
How does the president deal? How does he survive?
Oh, my God. Like, I get it. This was taped before the news, the Washington Post broke. So he couldn't ask her about that, fine. But like, oh my God, like everything that's going on, like, how does he feel about us making jokes about him?
Yeah, is he okay? Is he all right? Is he gonna be okay?
You have 5 minutes with this woman, or whatever it was, 7 minutes.
The press secretary of the White House, and that's what you ask her.
Yeah, basically the mouthpiece for the president, right?
100%.
He gets that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Is he going to come on?
Is
he
that's where you were going.
Is he going to come on?
Oh.
Because he's been on Kimmel and he's been on Fallon, but he hasn't.
Oh, you're keeping track.
He's been president.
Oh,
we've talked
it?
Many
is
times.
Since...
So we're dear friends, obviously.
Well, he loves you. And I'm
what?
Sure he's
and
watching.
He loves you.
Sure
and
watching.
I love him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Yeah, this is exactly what Mark Twain was thinking when,
comedians holding the powerful accountable. Right?
I love him. He loves you. I love him.
Oh,
we love each other. Love.
So we're actually making late night funny again, Rich, by we don't have to play the sound effects. The comments on this love fest between the two are far more entertaining than this actual. Serious question.
Yeah.
Even if you're a fan of Biden and the Biden administration, okay, you hate Trump.
Right.
Is this entertaining even for you?
No. I don't think so. Could it be? I mean, it's a love fest. It's boring. I mean, love fests are generally boring. So there's no tension. There's no conflict. Dull.
If you're going to go down that route and have these political people on, which Colbert does every single night.
Every night.
Then at least ask them tough questions, right? If that's the route you're going to go down, ask them tough questions or don't have them on at all, right? I don't know. I could not agree more. Just frustrating.
Too. And I'm
what? Here, let me just back it up to the Love Fest here.
You're keeping
since
track.
He's been president, we've talked many times. Since... We're dear friends, obviously.
Well, he'd love to. And I'm sure he's watching. And I'm sure he's watching.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, you think Biden's up at 11:30 at night?
No way he's watching.
There's 0.0% chance. He's been asleep for 5 hours already. The hell is she kidding?
I mean, to be fair, so had we. So.
Well, that's true. But he's not up at 4 o'clock like we are.
It's also a good point. Also a good point. On a more serious note, MSNBC did an interview with Latino voters. I've been at least trying to pull some clips because I think this is actually the most interesting story of a group of voters who are shifting their vote so much. And so MSNBC, to their credit, went out and talked to Latino voters. And this one gentleman says it's absurd how expensive things are getting.
Housing is a big thing for me. I think it's absurd how expensive things are getting. I'm a teacher in Boston. I can't even live in Boston to teach.
Rent is also going up really high. I'm really scared. Mine goes up in like 2 months, so I'm like really scared to figure out what that's going to be like.
And just so you know, the gentleman who was speaking there, who said it's absurd how expensive things are getting, he had a rainbow shirt on with the words diversity on it. So I'm
big conservative.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's what's interesting to me is that you see a lot of these people changing their minds, at least. One more from this. MSNBC reports that 60% of Latino voters say the country is going in the wrong direction.
Another big takeaway from this polling that could have pretty major implications in November is that 60% of Latino voters now say the country is on the wrong track. That number is even higher in some key swing states like Florida, like Nevada.
60%? I mean, that's a lot.
I would be panicking.
Yes.
If I were them. Panicking.
I mean, especially Miami, right? Yeah. Because that's a stronghold for the Democrats, right? I mean, follow the stuff more than I do.
Absolutely is. But. And also, too, you're talking about Florida, swing state.
Yes.
So I'd be very nervous by that.
I always remember watching, Steve Kornacki talk about Miami-Dade County. We're awaiting Miami-Dade County. Well, 60%, I mean, that seems to be a lot. So the other night, I had this the other day, but we never got to it. CBS Evening News with Margaret Brennan was filling in for Norah O'Donnell, is it?
Yeah.
So have you been following this back and forth between Texas and New York and D.C. with them sending migrants back and forth. It's the reporting on this. So the critics of this of Governor Abbott sending these migrants to New York. And I think Eric Adams said this, too, that it was inhumane to send them to New York. Well, like, what does that say about your city, right? Like, you don't want to send them here. This place sucks. This is an asshole.
Yeah. I don't want to be here. Don't send them here either.
So this is how
this is worse than Bernie saying Vermont is
exactly
blind, deaf, and toothless people roaming the streets.
So this is the CBS Evening News report on that, and in this clip is when they call it inhumane.
Tonight, there is a growing political battle between Texas and New York as Governor Greg Abbott continues to send thousands of migrants from the border to Manhattan and Washington, D.C. It's part of the Republican governor's effort to criticize the Biden administration's immigration policy. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
As nearly 100 migrants arrived in New York City from Texas this morning, they stepped off buses and into a political firestorm. Johnny, a 38-year-old migrant from Venezuela, says he was tired and stressed during his trip, but came to the U.S. to provide a better future for his children. He's one of more than 6,500 asylum seekers already processed and released by DHS, sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to Washington, D.C., and now New York. The mayors of those cities calling the move inhumane as they both ask the federal government for help.
It's just
calling the move inhumane to send them to that S-hole Armageddon pit. Known as New York.
Nobody wants to come here. Why do they?
I hate New York.
Man, what a rousing endorsement for their cities. Right,
you're not sending them to Syria. No. You're sending them to New York.
Oh my God, it's inhumane. It's inhumane that they're sending them here. I mean, to be fair, if you want to be a city or a state that, you know, welcomes everybody and bring everybody here, fine. But then. Don't complain about it.
But then put your money where your mouth
is.
Exactly. Like, we welcome everybody, but don't come here.
Finally, last night, by the way, Rich, hat tip to you for sending this to me. This is a great clip.
Hat tip to Susie for sending it to me.
Last night, the Chicago Cubs played the Cincinnati Reds. And I know why, like, everybody's asking, why the hell are you playing? Why do we care about the Cubs and the Reds? So, last night in Dyersville, Iowa, it was the second edition of the Field of Dreams game, where they basically recreate the Field of Dreams, and they play baseball in front of roughly 8,000 fans. It's a very intimate game. By the way, the Chicago Cubs won, not that anybody cares. But they did a tribute to, actually Kevin Costner did a tribute to Ray Liotta, who passed away this year at the age of 67. So I figure we end this Friday, What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, with this, how they started the game yesterday.
Just across the way in the middle of that corn, and what a scene, what a setting where baseball should be played. And of course, that movie, Ray Liotta, a huge part of it. He sadly passed away at the age of 67 this past May, but he became a household name with his role as Shoeless Joe Jackson in, of course, Field of Dreams. His co-star, Kevin Costner. And he took time to reflect on a magical moment in time that they spent together.
Field of Dreams is about belief in those rare moments when magic becomes real. And it doesn't work unless Shoeless Joe is worth the wait. Unless he's special. And Ray Liotta was special.
Man, I just love this game. I don't play for food money. It was a game. The sounds, the smells.
When Ray died back in May, I reminisced about how our batting practice moment together was not a stunt. It was real, and it happened as you saw it.
Oh. Yeah, you can hit the curveball.
I said that God gave us that stunt that night, and now God has Ray. And though he may be gone, that's the beauty of a game like baseball and a movie like Field of Dreams. He gets to live forever in our hearts whenever he steps out of that cornfield. He's become eternal. Long live Shoeless Joe, and long live Ray, who helped show us that when dreams come from the heart, they really can come true.
And then it ends with a picture of Ray Liotta in loving memory, 1954 to 2022.
So, I'm not crying, cool. You're crying.
it was a very nice wow. Tribute to Ray Liotta by Kevin Costner last night in the Field of Dreams game.
Wow. Chill bumps.
Yep.
That was fantastic. Thank you, Greg Stocker. Excellent stuff. Dawn is up next. Let's do this.
Who won Twitter?
Gavin Rossner wins Twitter. He says, Rich, Halloween season starts in mid-July. I said what I said. So it's he's true. Challenging. He's challenging our
just wrong.
With pumpkin spice and.
Are the Christmas trees up at Lowe's yet?
Soon.
Soon, yeah. All right, Dawn's up next at 10:30. She got a great guest on, the author of The Woking Dead, AJ Rice. So tune in for that. And Sean, thank you. Excellent job with that hard movie today. You sucked the audience. Well done. Did not think it was possible, but you did it. Can't wait for Monday's movie, Titanic, when they yell, Titanic. All right, let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
Well, we'll find out today possibly what is in that warrant. I don't think the Trump team will object by 3 p.m. since he says he wants to see it. But remember, it's the affidavit we need to see not really the warrant. The warrant's helpful, but it's really what's in that affidavit that will tell us so much about what it is the government had to believe is their probable cause to raid Mar-a-Lago. That will not be released anytime soon. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Don't forget, 2 weeks from today, we're back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Mark your calendar and come out and see us. Thanks for listening on Twitter at Rich Zeoli.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.